Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. This is Mix and Match Week. Unfortunately, though, as the title of this show is announced, I am running solo. Ooh, not Han Solo, just running solo. Good old JB style. Speaking of which, I am your godfather of whiskey, JB. Godfather of craft beer is not here. It's really late, I'm not gonna lie. Cody was out drinking, doing what he does best, you know, being the godfather of craft beer, getting his drink on, if you will. And I just had to do some stuff around the office, per se, and get ready for iHeartRadio. That's right. You meet your new producer over at iHeartRadio. That's right. That'd be me. And so all that came around, and we just got busy, so we just couldn't do this. So, therefore, I am here running solo late as night. Late night as fuck, be honest. And I guess I could have just waited till tomorrow to do this or whatever, because I actually will be here at the Godfather Lounge pretty much all day tomorrow, just relaxing, chillaxing, playing some video games, catch up some Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. That's the name of that game, right? Either way, though, I did not feel right leaving you people, you beautiful people out there, without a episode to drop on. And I was like, well, I guess I could do something, because technically I am about to drink, so why not just record it then, you know? And that's when I went with that. And oh, look at that. Lake show it is. Lake show it is, my friend. Yes. Anyway. Damn, how about them goddamn Lakers, people? I know. I can hear all the other states right now bitching and complaining. Utah, I see you being a little bitch about it. Yeah. Thought you would have been doing better by now. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that right there. Look to the left right there. Look at the left. Yeah, I know that road right there. That's that Clipper bandwagon road right there. Look at that. It's tasteless. Has no class. Has no championships in recent memory neither. Ah, yes. But you do have a grand good coach, though. I'll give you that. That coach is one of a kind. Probably one of the best coaches in all of sports entertainment, period. But nonetheless, though, it's going to be a quick show. Because drinking for this show and drinking in my free time, if you will, are two completely different things. I'm not gonna lie, I've already been drinking pretty much all day, and what I poured right here, I had some of this earlier today, because I was thinking of calling this, what was I gonna call, the first drop, you know, me opening it, but I'm not really sure now that I look at this bottle, just going like, I think it's just probably a special decanter it's in here. It's a Old Forester store pick that I got from, I was going to get it originally from Cork, and they originally ran out, so I got it from his cousin's store, which I believe it's, Adam's Liquor. Oh, got to look it up now. You can't give a shout out and then fuck that all up. Yep, Adam's Liquor and Bottle Shop, right over there in Redondo Beach on PCH, Pacific Coast Highway, for all you out-of-towners, and they had some in stock, and I was like, shit, I love that bottle. I don't know what it is. I guess it's just different from any other Old Forester bottle, because they specifically handpicked this bottle, from what I was told. And I just look at it and go like, it's a beautiful looking shaped bottle, and it's generic as fuck. But maybe it's just because it looks so different from all the old Forester bottles, besides the birthday bourbon, which I have a bottle. I'm gonna crack that open on my birthday, baby. Put my best birthday suit on. And drink that motherfucker. Is that the first swear word of the show? Good. Good, good, excellent. Anyway, though, but I really wanted to crack this bad boy open, since I was looking for it for so long. I wouldn't even say looking for it for so long. It's just when I saw it, it caught my eye, caught my attention. I went with something else, went back to go get this. It was no longer there, now it's there. And I think it's it is relatively cheap, too, whatever. I think it was only $35-$38. But you can only find it in these certain stores, per se, here in the great city of Long Beach. Oh, what am I talking about? I'm not in Long Beach no more. I'm in the Godfather Lounge, baby. And I've been drinking on some of it a little earlier, and I won't give an impression of what I thought earlier, but I will tell you what I think about it right about now. Oh, wait, hold on. This is mix and match week. Hold on. Since I've already had some of that, let's go ahead and put you back bottle. Gotta introduce one of the beers I'm gonna have here, of course. And I know, people probably like, that's blasphemy. You cannot have a beer on here. Well, I was gonna open this beer up anyway, so so either way, this beer is gonna get drank. So I was like, oh, might as well go ahead and do it on here. This is from Treehouse Brew Company right here. It's called Bright. I ain't talking about that Will Smith movie neither. Wait, what was the name of that movie? Sure, whatever. I think it was that Will Smith movie. You know, I ain't talking about that crappy ass Will Smith movie that he's dropping. No, I'm talking about the famous Treehouse here. You know, the East Coast version of I was gonna call it the East Coast version of Monkish, but that'd be ridiculous because Monkish tastes better. Although I do love Treehouse. Treehouse is great. Whenever I'm in the East Coast, I'd love to go. But this one, my man, Bright was sent to me by my man Johnny. Johnny over there in Connecticut. I want to send a special shout out to Johnny and his lovely, beautiful wife there, and my two little nieces over there as well too, for shipping this out to me. And we're gonna go ahead and crack this bad boy open. Let's wait for it. Oh, I feel like a Jeff Goldblum right now. You know, discovering something new here, exciting. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's get close to the mic. Let's hear that crack. They better not get on my audio board. Ooh. Oh, that was nice, wasn't it? Oh, so sweet. Oh, we got a spillage. Oh, but it's a good spillage. Oh, damn. You know, hardly ever I fuck up a pour. I think I've only fucked up a pour once in my lifetime. And surprisingly enough, we were recording it. But this, I have to say, my friends, that was a fucking phenomenal pour right there. Look at that little citrusy foam right there. I like that color too. It's got like that. Oh, see, this is what I like about Treehouse too, on the color pattern here. So at the bottom, it's got that dark, hazy color. But as soon as you shoot it up a little bit more, it gets lighter. Just a little bit lighter. Ooh. You know what? Enough playing around with this. Let's go ahead and get a sip. Wait. No. We can't be sipping right now. We can't sip right now. What we gotta do is, we gotta sniff that motherfucker. Let me sniff that motherfucker. Oh, god damn. Now that's the nectar of the gods right there. People are probably like, sound like you talking to yourself. I am talking to myself. It's late night. Shit, I'm tired. So bear with me here. It's the Lord's Day. Well, it's after midnight, so I guess it's really not the Lord's Day anymore, but... Oh, that smells. Oh, I love the can design, first of all. What I love about it, it's got that hippie flair to it, that hippie love. It's a double IPA, 7.8% alcohol in this. Not bad. You know, we've been drinking a lot of, actually, no, this is probably the lightest beer we've had so far on the last drop, because the last few ones, if I'm not mistaken, Cody said we're like in the 12% range. So yeah, this is pretty light then. Oh, I even like how they wrote double IPA on here. But yeah, double IPA, extra kettle, and dry hopped Bright. Ooh. And you can tell, too, but just by the color alone, it looks hoppy. People are like, what the fuck does that mean? This is why you shouldn't be reviewing beer, JB. Did I mention I'm your godfather of whiskey? I'm JB. If not, who gives a shit? I've only been gone for 9 minutes, and I gotta tell you, I'm ready to hit the bed now, but... I'm going to drink this lovely, delicious double IPA right now. One pint. Pinky fingers up, just like a godfather does it. In my best suit with my red rose in. And let's go ahead and sip this. It's light on the nose. I can't really smell any of it. I don't smell any of that hoppiness, you know, that extra flavor in the nose. Flavor in your ear. Yeah, I can't. The alcohol is light in it. It doesn't have that normal double IPA hop that just sticks out to you right away. Maybe it's because I still have a little bit of foam on the top. I don't know. I'm going to shake that bad boy up a little bit. Shake that thing, Miss Galagala. Shake that thing, Miss Galagala. It looks like a ice cream float, actually, on the top of this thing, which I kind of love it, to be honest. I still have a little bit left in the can, so let's go ahead and just drown that bad boy out. Ooh. You know, it does actually look like a root beer float, except with alcohol. And now I got foam on the nose.
Oh, yeah.
Look like I've been snorting a little bit of the cigars. Yeah. You know what? I'm not picking up much flavor on the nose, but I have a feeling this is going to taste better than what I'm smelling. Not to say that the smell is bad. It's just I'm not getting anything other than your usual typical beer aromas here. But the hop and the IPA, I was going to say stench, but smell isn't just like sticking out. You know, I'm not getting that kettle cooked IPA taste right there, but I'm going to go ahead and sip this now. You know, it's funny because this is one of my favorite Treehouse can designs. And yet, probably my least favorite out of the bunch I've had so far. Especially over the haze. Now, the haze, that is some delicious shit right there. This one's fine. You know, it's decent. It's okay. It's good, actually, though. You know, it's fine. But you know what? Once again, the IPA isn't, it's not potent enough. You know, I love me a good IPA, but I like something that sticks out more, per se. And this is just, this is there. I like it as a good, definitely as a good summer pour. This is something you sit on your porch with. You crack that can open. You look at that design. You go like, look at this hippie bitch on this can right here. Shit, tell me what's your fantasy. I wanna lick. Nah, never mind. Ooh, that gets better on the second sip. Oh yeah, that gets much better. It's more in the back part of your tongue is where the hops are starting to. You can feel it hopping on your back of your tongue right there. It's hitting all your taste bud needs and goodies right there. I don't have socks on right now, people, so like I kicked my fucking, I was working on the punching bag or whatever, you know, trying to show off my jiu-jitsu skills or whatever, and I didn't realize how old I was, and I fucked up, and I ended up kicking that bag the wrong way, and now I got half a toe here that's like black as fuck. So that tells me there's some swelling in the blood right there that is right there, but nonetheless, I'll just pour some whiskey on it later. Maybe it'll feel better. Ooh. Oh, yeah. I guess like with all good drinks, that third sip is where it starts to really kick in now. Oh, yeah. There's no linger. It doesn't have that typical hop of an IPA. Could be because it was sitting in my refrigerator for a while. shit. Could be that. It's got a little citrusy zest to it, though. It's like a. You remember those old? Just think of a commercial, like a for like a fabric softener, and they're always in the spring. You see this little shitty ass teddy bear. You just want to run over with your car because you're tired of all the cute happiness shit that's going on. And he's like, the teddy bear is throwing flowers in the air, and then some. The original plain looking white chick runs around the bushes and stuff and the flowers and they all look at each other. Then like the sun shines in the background and they're in the middle of buttfuck nowhere where nobody wants to live in America, you know, because in that part of town, people are telling you to just stare at the flowers. And next, you know, you get a bullet in the back of your head. Ah, yeah, that's what this reminds me of. Ah, yeah, I can see that now. Oh, yeah. Oh my god. Oh, yeah, I'm enjoying this now. Yeah, this is definitely, I said summer earlier, but this is my, I think this is more of a spring drink right here. It's not as dry though, as I was expecting it to be. Especially being at a double IPA with a, I was expecting for it to be dry hop. I guess maybe, now that I say that, actually it kind of is back there. I can, it's like just mild, but it's somewhere in there, but there's a lot of texture to this. I almost said contexture. What the fuck? You know what I'm going to put on my desk? I'm going to put a big old book of Webster's Dictionary right now. No, I'm not going to do that. What do I look like? A person who can read? Come on now. Yeah, you know what? I'm starting to like this the more I sip on this now. It's very complex. It's light on the everything that's in it as far as flavor goes, but... Whereas I said to last week, or one of those, I don't even remember which one it was now, when we had Prairie Ales for Craft Beer Week, and I said that was kind of forgettable. One of them was. This one, although light in flavor, light in alcohol and everything too, there's something about it that makes it sticks out. And dare make me say, I like this shit. Yeah. It's all right then. There we go, right there. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to put that to the side now. Because normally I'd be talking. It's different when Cody's here. We can talk forever while I sip on that. But excuse me, it's late night. I want to get this going. I want to get this show rolling. And the first thing I want to do is I want to fucking drink some whiskey, okay? And what I got right here is the Old Forester first bottled bourbon. That's right, it is the first bottled bourbon. I think that's bullshit, by the way. everybody knows the first bottled bourbon. I'm trying to think of something. What's my favorite bourbon? I guess it's really hard to tell because this year right now I would say GTS is my favorite, but I'm sure the William LaRue, 2018 William LaRue, I haven't had 2019 yet, I think. But yeah, never mind, I don't have a favorite bourbon right now, but either way though, so this is a single barrel, 90 proof, pretty low. Typical it would be 80, but 90 proof here. And, I like this. I don't know what it is, but first it's got this little tag on it. Master Distiller signed on it. Oh, I didn't tore that off, too. God damn it. Whatever. we'll get to that when we get to that then. Oh, Jesus, I fucking tore that right off, too, where his signature was at. Fuck. So, got the single barrel here. I already poured me a glass long before. I'm going to pick this bad boy up for fucking 90 proof. As soon as you put this fucker to your nose, it's nothing but straight alcohol burning through your damn nostrils. I'm trying to my best to hold it in and just, you know, suck it all in. Suck that alcohol up and take it how it goes. Ooh. How the fuck is that 90 proof? My God. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? No, you don't hear that. Okay. Man, hold on. Look, check this out. It says, the whiskey is distilled by U.S. only, and we are responsible for its richness and fine quality. Its elegant flavor is solely due to the original finesse developed with care. There's nothing better in the market. George Carvin Brown, the founder. 45% alcohol, 90 proof right there. Beautiful first bottle bourbon bottle right there. I can't get past the alcohol because it's so goddamn potent, so we're going to go ahead and say, fuck the sniffing, let's get to drinking. Oh, well, that's weird. Oh, that is super weird. Okay, so you know how I said, as soon as I put this thing in my nose, it's just burning alcohol through your nostrils on the taste? There's not a burn at all or anything like that. That thing, it hits you right at the tip of your tongue. It's there. It's definitely there. Hold on, let me pour some more of my beer here. Go ahead and finish that. Ooh. And that, my friends, what we call right there is called the last drop. But yeah, like I was saying, it's on the tip of your tongue, but the finish, which I was expecting to be a little bit of a burn there, it's light, in the sense of it's almost kind of weak. I mean, I don't know if I was just expecting more. I mean, don't get me wrong. It has all the taste and finishes of a 90 proof whiskey / bourbon here. But it's very mild and subtle. The finish does nothing for me. It doesn't linger. There's no significant taste to it. I'm not getting any kind of caramel flavors or anything to sweeten the deal on that. Very oaky, though. Almost like a charred oak, too, though. But that's only at the beginning. At the end, I don't know. It's just so light. There's nothing there, really. Wow. I'm gonna need some time to think about this. I might have to come back next week and just analyze that just a little bit more, my thoughts, because the first sip of it, it's fine. I would even say it's good. It's not bad. It has all your alcohol needs. I think my main criticism with this is this has no fucking flavor to it whatsoever. I'm not even getting simple notes like what the richness of it is it? Goddamn. Shit. Fucking up words left and right now. Making me look like goddamn Nick Cannon, a goddamn buffoon. There's no richness to it. There's no subtle hints of caramel or any kind of flavor to sweeten the deal here. It runs down really smooth. The only problem I have with the smoothness of it is usually when something runs like a Cavalon. We're talking about the Cavalon Cask Strength Sherry Cask. It runs down so smooth. But what you love about that is you get to taste every hint of its flavor that's packing when it just slides down your esophagus. With this, I'm not getting a drop of nothing except for nothing really. So if I had to grade this in 3 scales here, it would go, I mean, pretty much how it tastes is your taste buds there. When it hits the tip of your tongue, to the middle of your tongue, to the end. That's the order I would put this in on how it would taste. And I would go like 3, 2, 1, with 3 being the highest. 3 being good when it hits the tip of your tongue, the middle, it's decent. You can still taste it a little bit, but then when it gets to the finish there, the bottom of your tongue, or the back of your tongue, ugh. That finish is not doing anything for me. Very disappointing in that, especially after hitting the nose. Because that nose is very fucking potent. But on the sip, it's not doing anything for me as far as the finish goes. So, wow. That was something right there. I'm very glad that was only $35 to $38 because I would have been pissed. I guess I can't be no more pissed than what I paid for Slaughterhouse. I think I spent like $45. No, wait, huh? Either 45 or 30, whatever. I think it might have been the same amount. Either way, though, it still pissed me off because it tastes like shit. But nothing can piss you off more than spending $90 for fucking Kiryoshi. Oh, boy. Nothing will ever piss me off. This one, you know what? This one is a fine guest pour. I won't be drinking it when guests come over. But I bet your ass I'll be handing it to them. And when I mean guests who, I mean guests that's like not really that big into whiskey or anything like that. I mean guests that's just like, look at this collection you have here. Look at this room. Oh my God, I'm in the Godfather Lounge. I need a sign that says Godfather Lounge in here, by the way. I think I might have one, actually. They're like, I'm in the Godfather Lounge. My God, this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal. The Godfather Lounge. Then they can be like, I don't even drink whiskey, bro. I don't know why he talks like that, bro, but I want to have some whiskey. Can you pour me something? I'll be like, man. He'll be like, what's that term you use? Can you pour me a unicorn? I'd like to fuck me a unicorn. I'd like to fucks with it. I'll drinks with it. So I'd be like, oh, man, yeah, let me get you something real quick. Old Forester, single barrel. Here, I got it for you. Yeah. Yeah. Perfect for you. Yeah, go ahead. You're not going to have none, bro? No, none for me. I'm on a Sober November or whatever the fuck they call it when people decide to go without any kind of alcohol for a month or whatever. Whatever it may be. Let me go ahead and just down this last bit of Old Forester I got here to see if that caps off anything. Down in it, I think I got a little bit more, almost like a charred oak and raisins. Yeah, I gotta tell you, I don't give a fuck about raisins, okay? If you eating raisins for a snack or some kind of dessert or something like that, you a sick motherfucker then, okay? So, yeah, if that really is the flavor for that then, man, fuck this bottle then. Raisins. It used to make me eat that shit as a fucking kid or whatever. I'd be so pissed off. Remember in Halloween when you always had that one house that gave you some fucked up kind of treat or something like that? It's like, bitch, I put this mask on with this bucket so I can get some chocolate out your ass. Not no fucking raisins. Remember that one person that just gave you raisins? God damn, it makes you wish you just had money at that time. You run to the grocery store, get some eggs, and egg the fuck out they went. The Last Drop does not affiliate with any of the comments being made by JB here. with that said, people, I think I'm done for this episode here. I've been going for 26 minutes. That's a damn good enough episode right there for everyone here. So I'm going to take my ass to bed. Well, first I'm going to finish this beer. So I'm probably going to play some games real quick. Going to finish this beer. Sipped on that. And then I'm going to take my black ass to bed. With that said, though, we'll be back next week. Cody will be back. We're going to do our bar review. But still haven't told Cody yet. I've never been to this bar neither. That's kind of what we've been doing, going up different bars we've never been to. We're going to this bar, Garden Grove. We're going to head there. We're going to do a bar review. We got a special treat for you next week as well for, I think, is next week Thanksgiving? I think it is. Either way, though, we're going to do a special Thanksgiving show. That'll be posted on Thursday, which I think is Thanksgiving. I don't really know because I don't keep up with these fake-ass holidays. So, yeah, you're getting two episodes next week. A mix-and-match Thanksgiving special and a bar review. Wow. Damn, I got a haircut earlier. I got a piece of hair sticking in my fucking hand. What the fuck? It's under the skin. Okay, anyway, let's get out of here now, people. So with that said, I am your godfather of whiskey. Cody is somewhere getting drunk. He's the godfather of craft beer. This has been a solo mix and match week here where I'm literally running solo. So with that said, livers will never be the same and glasses will definitely never be dry. That was a terrible clinking noise right there. I mean, it just doesn't work when it's just one of us.